This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I just got home. Come on. Was that another event? I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Wah. No. Listen, I am so grateful for the invitations to go out and do these things. Because, behind the microphone here, occasionally we do now video with Periscope and Facebook Live. I didn't do it tonight. I'm like, no, I'm not even, it's just too much. Barely got home. But the events that we do, they really warm my heart, open my heart. And they make me happy because, you just see people getting lit up. They're learning. They're applying. You are learning. You are applying, just as I am. And we get to go out once in a while and be with you. So, there's another event coming up, and I'm just trying to see the dates on this. I sent it to you. Are there dates already listed here? There's but it's like outside of the Denver area. No, not Denver. I can't even see. I told you I was going to be slurring tonight. Outside of Detroit, the other D, outside of Detroit, and I know we got listeners in Detroit City. In fact, we got some great folks up in Detroit. That'll be good to connect with. So this is a place called, where is it going to be, Weber's?
Weber's Inn.
Yeah.
And this is for the Cancer Prevention Convention.
Yep, and I think that Ty Bollinger will be there too. I just got to confirm the dates. I'm sure it'll be awesome. But we may be joining you there. Also, I don't think we put this on the list yet. I've got to get the details, but in North Georgia, Gainesville, in Georgia, we got a big event coming up that's also a cancer prevention, cancer reversal conference. And I think, did we say this on the air yet? I'm going to be playing against the Harlem Legends.
Yes, you did.
We did mention that? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'm trying to get my buddy Paul Bertier to go up there, too. He's actually good at basketball like Ty Bollinger is. I'm just the comic relief.
Water boy.
Yeah, I'll be the water boy. Exactly. So, the backside.
You'll
of your
be
jersey.
Standing on the sideline with the arnica, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and they said, "Well, what do you want put on the back of your jersey?" Right? And you know, people are goofing like someone might be raw milk or something like. I don't know what to be. Radio RSB. But I was the first person to put something silly on a jersey. How do I know that? Because back when I was like 10 years old, 11 years old, playing soccer, you know, youth soccer.
Yeah.
My last name Bell. And so somebody thought, hey, ding dong Bell. And so on the back of my jersey one year, ding dong. It didn't
ding
mean
dong.
The same thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So just so you know that I started young and just kept the willingness to be self-deprecating and silly. I didn't see any big deal of it. Some people said, why would you do that? I was like, I don't care. But I guess I was consistent right from the get-go. Pretty consistent in that regard.
You know, good on you. You know, when you can laugh at yourself, it just makes the whole situation better.
I think I had to early on. I don't know why I did. Probably because I had all those illnesses. I better find some way to laugh a little bit. So anyway, we'll add that into the list. Upcoming RSV events. And if you don't check it, you won't know and you won't see me. And I want to see you. All right? RobertScottBell.com. Show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Check it out. Up online. And, you know, 6 days a week, we got new stuff going up, and then some John Rappaport articles, other things that go up from time to time. Archives available through our syndicator, GCN Live, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times. You have UK Health Radio, and, of course, SoundCloud. And there's probably more than I don't even know. Now, having said that, I've been probably stalling, because you know how much I love to talk politics on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I really don't, except to, like, put perspective on it that makes politicians not happy and makes a lot of people who vote for them not happy. Senate Democrats block Zika funding bill. I'm like, oh, man, this is time we can rip Democrats a new one. No, actually, I'm pretty glad about this. But you know what the thing is? They would be happy to spend $10 trillion on Zika funding. The fact is they didn't vote for it because it was tied into so many other things. Thanks to Republicans who said, nope, we're not going to have a straight up and down vote on Zika. We'll tie it into things like defense spending and on and on and on. Because nobody's allowed to have a single vote on a single up-down item, right? Do we want this? Do we want to fund it for this amount? No, can't do that. You have to tie it in. Both Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats. Bunch of doofuses playing games with you. Stop letting them.
Oh, how do you do it, Robert? I don't know. I gotta let them. What do you mean let them?
Well, you're funding them, aren't you? You're voting for them, aren't you? I'm telling you, you're part of the problem, not the solution. I'm Punchy McStuffins tonight. I told you, I warned you this would happen.
Well, you know, there's some things about this that just really irritated me earlier when I was reading it. Because, number one, as you said, you know, why is it so difficult to have a straight up and down vote about a particular issue? Mm-hmm. This never happens in Congress. You have a bill that, even like a bill that, let's say, you and I would agree with, okay, be like, oh, yeah, that's a good bill. That's doing the right thing. We should do that. They've always got to attach it to something completely unrelated that they want to try and push through on the coattails of something that's favorable. And when they do that, and then the other side has a problem with it, then they can go back and see, oh, look, that means that you don't want to pass this bill to save, you know, the whales, when in reality what they're opposed to is the crap that's attached to it. And so it's just this game that goes back and forth. And here's something I think a lot of people have problem relating to. Mm-hmm. Obama asked for $1.9 billion. Now, we all just kind of fell on the floor when we heard that the first time, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So here comes the House now and says, all right, well, listen, we've changed some things around here. We're going to give you $1.1
billion. Yeah.
And the president, now get this, the president and the Democrats are saying that that bill is worse than having no bill at all.
Right.
So $1.1 billion is just not enough.
For a phony virus scam.
But even if it was real, really? Yeah. I mean, if you are, you're putting this narrative out there that this Zika is something we need to, oh my God, it's gonna, everybody's gonna have small heads and people are gonna die and it's an emergency and anything like that. Wouldn't it make more sense that if you said, I need $1.9 billion, well, we'll give you okay. Then look, let's at least take the $1.1 billion to address this dire emergency that we need to get on right now because mosquitoes are biting people. We need to save the world. Wouldn't you take the $1.1 billion
and
say at least we can do something with that, right?
Yeah, and you can always come back in for $800 million later.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, come on, you can get that. I mean, they write checks for, you know, that kind of money all the time, right? But no, it's not enough. We would rather have no bill than have you give us just $1.1 billion.
This is
the reason why people are so pissed at Congress.
Stop funding these dunderheads. Furious Senate Republicans accuse Democrats of playing election year games with the bill, right? Sure. Senate Majority Leader then, Mitch McConnell, just to show you what an idiot a Republican can be too, said the filibuster that's threatened could spoil Congress's last shot to fund mosquito control in the pursuit of a vaccine for Zika, which causes birth defects. No, there's not evidence that it is the primary cause at all, or secondary or tertiary cause of the so-called microcephaly, which is microcephaly. It's a so-called cause, I should say. It's not the cause. Why? Because, you know, 1 out of 10? 1 out of 10 does not make it a cause. It means a negative correlation. It's not the cause. Get over it. Mitch McConnell, no smarter than a Democrat on this issue. Just saying. And then we go to Florida, and they're reporting, oh, my gosh, Florida reports its first Zika-related birth defect. A baby born with microcephaly. I know.
Oh, my. Oh,
right.
Oh, my.
Say it like that. Well, it turns out the lady that gave birth to a child with a small head, microcephaly, from Haiti.
Oh.
Not a Floridian, just flew over from Haiti to give birth.
This is really irritating because this is the third or fourth story that we have seen in the last few weeks where they keep trying to make people think that, oh my goodness, Zika has crossed the ocean, they've raided the beach, and they've now invaded the United States, and we're all getting Zika, and all these babies are having microcephaly. When in reality, every single one of these stories is a story about somebody who came from another country in time to have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen here in the United States. It happened in another country.
Have you seen the abject poverty and the conditions, the impoverished conditions in Haiti?
Haiti? Yeah.
By the way, the U.S. CDC says it's studying 265 women infected with Zika, right, during the U.S., all of them travel-related so far. Another 216 affected in territories like Puerto Rico, where there are local epidemics of Zika. There's no epidemic. The CDC has reported 4 babies with Zika-related birth defects and another 4 pregnancies lost to miscarriage or aborted because of birth defects. There's no link to Zika. It's a negative correlation. I'm telling you, this is a scam for drugs, for vaccines, and it's a cover story for the larvicide that's really causing it, the pesticides that are really causing it.
And then if that's not enough.
Yeah.
Now, you've heard all the stories about the Olympics and how, you know, Rio and Zika and all these fears. Now it appears to be affecting Olympians. And in this story here that I saw earlier today, did you know that the number one golfer in the world has withdrawn from the Olympics over Zika fears?
Yeah, Jason Day from Australia is afraid it'll cause him small golf balls or something.
Now, here's my question. I had no idea golf is an Olympic sport. Golf?
Oh, there is that question. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Listen, if you enjoy golf, fine, but is it really an Olympic sport, really? It's the first time it's back since 1904, evidently. But there are people that are concerned, again, about Zika. And this guy's, you know, listen, I understand. He's a golfer. He's not a rocket scientist, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see through the lies of the CDC. He says, what if I'm, you know, they say it's sexually transmitted. What if I get it and then give it to my wife and we want to have kids? I understand the fear. That's not what I'm criticizing Jason Day about. It's the high-level ignorance among the population that would actually give credence to the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion and the World Health Organization on this and any other disease just about out there. There's a controlled operation to make you afraid of viruses because they're not Democrats, they're not Republicans, and, of course, ignore the larvicide being dumped in your water or sprayed over your head, which, by the way, actually is proven and known to cause birth defects, including microcephaly. All right, questions of the day coming up after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What was the name of that conference? I figured out where it is and when. Ann Arbor, Michigan, September 11th. Ann Arbor, Michigan, September 11th. What is it called?
That is the Cancer Prevention Convention.
Cancer Prevention Convention. Okay. Well, I planted a seed for all y'all in the Detroit metro area. They're a big event. Ty Bollinger will be there. Looks like I will be there as well. All right. Stay looking at robertscottbell.com for all of the updates where we're bringing the Power to Heal freight train to your area. I don't know if there's a lot of freight on it, but, well, with TMB there is. Ty Bollinger's freight. Yes. I'm like the carrier pigeon.
The carrier pigeon?
Yeah, the carrier pigeon.
Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I finally got caught up on.
Oh, good for you. I still don't watch it.
Yes.
I was thinking I'm the carrier pigeon of health freedom. And then Ty Bollinger would be the freight train. And I'll just hop on for a ride. That's all. We'll see what Ty has to say about that tomorrow.
All right,
folks. Well, we got questions today. 866-939-BELL. These phone calls do come in from time to time. And as I said, even when we're not on the air, we can take them and we can answer them. I'll do my level best. We got one coming in right about now.
Jacqueline, I'm from Canada. I was just wondering about your colloidal silver and aloe vera protocol, and I was wondering about the supplements you recommended. I thought I saw you suggested vitamin E and selenium.
Wait a second. I do write about selenium in my book about the issue of, when you're on the silver aloe protocol, if you need to enhance glutathione production, to detoxify, to bind metals, things like that. Selenium is important. I did not mention vitamin E specifically because I dispute some of the the studies about the necessity of vitamin E with selenium. They say it's a positive correlation. You need E for selenium. I've seen it the other way around. There's a negative correlation, and most of the vitamin E sold is actually synthetic. It's not even food. So selenium is critical. Vitamin E is not that difficult to come by. Again, these macro so-called molecules, these vitamins relative to the trace elements, which are often left out. So, yes, selenium also important. And if you haven't read Unlock the Power to Heal, please do so. We'll continue now with the call.
I'm trying to remember. I think there was more. If you suggested vitamin C, perhaps.
No, I did not say vitamin C. Selenium. Selenium can do it micrograms. What it takes thousands of milligrams, or a lot of grams of vitamin C. It's fine if you like vitamin C, but I wasn't talking about vitamin C.
And maybe something else. So I wanted to know if you could confirm that. And then also I know that, like, I would think a food probiotic substance at night away from it.
Yes, I do talk about probiotics at night when you're on the Silver Allo protocol. Why? Because you're driving silver purposefully down into the gut. There will be some cleansing of the microflora, primarily among the pathogenic variety that have a negative charge on their surface, because you have a positive charge on the silver. And you're not flooding it with a garden hose, so you're not eradicating total eradication of gut microbiome. You're not. You're down-regulating tissue inflammation, up-regulating its regeneration. But in this protocol, yes, I say probiotics at night. And when you're done with the protocol, then you can continue flooding the body with probiotics during the day as well. It could be as little as 2 weeks, as long as 8 weeks.
And I was also wondering, please, secondly, about... if you had heard about including food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Yes, I've heard some people do that. I don't necessarily recommend that unless you're under good supervision or you know what you're doing. If you put too much of a food grade hydrogen peroxide in too concentrated a form, it can be, well, let's just say not so pleasant, not so nice. You don't want to overdo that. But you can do it if you know how to do it correctly. And in fact, interestingly enough, the use of hydrogen peroxide tends to reinitialize spent silver. So you get double the bang for your buck. When the silver goes in, it's spent. You bring in the hydrogen peroxide, it seems to activate it again. So that's interesting. But again, I'm not saying willy-nilly, do it casually. Do it properly. Okay? So it's a valid question. Let's see where she goes. Where's Jacqueline from Canada go from here?
Into the mixture. Apparently, colloidal silver and hydrogen peroxide. Some people seem to recommend it, and there is a product out there with all three, with the aloe, silver, and the peroxide.
I've never seen one that was stored together like that. It wouldn't be stable, and you would lose a lot of the silver activity. So look for it separately. You make it up as you need it. Stocked in aloe 1, aloe1.com. Let them know you heard about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, the silver we use, sovereign silver primarily. All right, folks, we've got more questions to answer after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'm trying to rock it by staying awake during tonight's broadcast. I think I'm doing an okay job, Super Don. What do you think? Looking for approval from my humble but lovable producer.
You are doing well, yes.
Okay, I only slurred a little bit earlier in the show.
We'll see what happens.
Well, antipathy. Oh, I said it right the first time.
There you see. Now you're more awake.
Okay. Well, you know, home stretch here. Anything can happen. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Upcoming events, Constitution Class with Michael Bednarik. Lakeside Inn, Mount Dora, Florida, July 9th. Outdoor Shooting Range, July 10th. Immune System Reboot with RSB at Whitaker's Farm Market, Belleville, Ohio, 6 p.m. EDT. That is July 22nd. And then that weekend is the MAHO convention. That's an industry only for health food stores in the Midwest.
And then we got the International Association for Near-Death Studies, July 28th through the 31st. And then on up to Minnesota, where we're syndicated by GCN. St. Olaf College, Northfield. National Health Freedom Congress, July 31st through August 2nd. You will rub elbows with the heroes of the health freedom movement, including a special showing of the movie Vaxxed. And Polly Tommy, Del Bigtree, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be there getting an award and doing some Q&A. So that's going to be an awesome event. Then we have the American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th through 28th. I know there's another conference like that same weekend where I don't know if I'm going to make it in L.A. or not. It's crazy, I know.
So many.
Yeah, and we just add the September 11th thing in Detroit, Ann Arbor, if that happens too. And also one in Gainesville. I got to get that on the calendar. Folks, I just got home. Have mercy. Right?
Give the man a break.
Right? No. I mean, this is what we're here for, right? You do what you love. You love what you do. And I did. Finally, everybody's happy, but we're a little tired. But it's okay. It's okay. So what do we got? What else is going on this terrific Tuesday, depending on when you're listening? I think we got...
How about some listener questions?
You think we got a listener question? Have I been away that long?
Let's do it.
All right, let's punch it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question of the day, besides the phone call we just took from Janice. Hi, Robert. Love your show. My boyfriend and I just started taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics this weekend. We took, by the way, it's spelled probiotics. You know what? I've been the grammar police today behind the scenes, haven't I? I've been picking on everybody. I'm just, like I said, just in an ordinary mood. You know, I'm just Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. We took the first pill Saturday morning and the second Sunday morning. By Sunday afternoon, I noticed that the inflammation in my stomach had started to go down. The day before, I was in a one-piece bathing suit and looked pregnant. Ooh. Does your boyfriend know? No, she wasn't actually pregnant. She looked pregnant. Okay. I know something is going on in my gut. My boyfriend has a more unpleasant experience, however. Saturday night, he had a terrible case of diarrhea and threatened to stop the probiotics. Boy, that'll send your weekend into a spiral in a hurry. I told him it was working as it should be. His bowel movements haven't been as bad since, but still looser than it should be. He hasn't really... By the way, this is a healthy relationship. If you can talk bowel movements with your boyfriend or girlfriend, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can't talk about. So kudos to the healthy, communicative relationship with Janice and her boyfriend. I'm just saying. That's a good sign. His bowel movements haven't been as bad since, but still looser than they should be. He hasn't really had healthy stools since winter. And you're still with him? Janice!
I'm just teasing.
No, it's really, it's a good character trait that Janice has to try and help her boyfriend. I think that's very nice of her. Can you explain to us what's going on in our guts and what should be expected when starting a probiotic? Thanks, Robert. Keep up the good work. Well, Janice, you ask good questions, and you're very caring and compassionate, as I can tell. What is happening? You have a positive response. He has what is apparently a negative response. And I'm on your side for the most part, Janice, here. Hopefully, you know, it's not like you like to take sides on these issues. But in both cases, you could say, yes, something's happening. Obviously, that'd be a moment of duh. But it's not pleasant for your boyfriend. Why would he have diarrhea and you have a beneficial response? Well, it's called a cleanse. It's called your body's bacterial balance battle. And you put good guys back in there, and if they're potent enough to try and take over, there can be some pushback from the colonies that are in there already. And if you said your boyfriend has been having this problem for quite some time, since December, it's had quite some time to establish, you know, like the bad guy penal colony, and you try to put the good guys, the cops are coming in going, hey, breaking some heads here. We belong here, not you. So I would say this is a plan, or what is this? This is time. It's time for the Silver Atlas Protocol. Because we really want to eradicate the dysbiotic microorganisms so that when we put the good guys back in, we have less likelihood of this kind of battle going on. Now, sometimes some people would say, well, push forward through it, tough it out. Others would say, well, just go slower. I don't know which way your boyfriend is leaning on this. You can also try an experiment by saying, hey, maybe these probiotics are not working for me, right? Although you've only had a couple of doses. And you could try a different brand and say, hey, do I have the same response? Now, that doesn't mean it's better than the other one. The other one might have been so good that that's why you had the response. But again, I can only be general here. I cannot be specific because, Janice, your boyfriend is not somebody I've consulted with or has consulted with me. So I'm giving you some things to consider. That's all I'm saying. And there are things to address, you know, the stools. Has he had, you know, colon hydrotherapy treatment? Has he dealt with other, let's say, microorganisms in the past? Does he have yeast overgrowth? Is he doing any homeopathics? There's a lot that I don't know about what your boyfriend is doing for the GI disruption or GI disturbance, Janice. So if you have more details and you don't mind me going on the air with them, let me know and we'll see what we can do to help on this end or on his end. How's that, Superman?
I was waiting for that.
You knew that was coming. Yes. See, I'm not asleep yet, my friend. All right, second question of the day comes from Mike T. in Louisville. Right? Do you know how to say Louisville now? You figured that out?
I've always said Louisville.
You've always said Louisville?
Louisville.
That is not how you say it.
Louisville.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you got to go to like a cookout there and say Louisville, and you're going to be in trouble. It's Louisville. Louisville. Can you say Louisville?
Whatever.
No, don't whatever that. Thank you, Scooby. Need all the help I can get now. All right, this one's coming in from Mike, and he says, RSB, I was watching TV before work this morning. I always watch at 7 a.m. to see what the headlines news is, to see what the mainstream media is pushing for the day. And I caught wind of them, not wind from Janice's boyfriend, I hope, but I caught wind of them saying that basketball coach Pat Summitt died of Alzheimer's. What was she coach of? She was a very famous coach. Wasn't she Pat Summitt?
She was collegiate.
But big-time collegiate, because that's a name you don't often hear of a coach of a college, you know, female women.
University of Tennessee.
Right, okay. Right. That's a big one. Pat Summitt, I remember. She died of Alzheimer's. So I decided to look around and listen to the news at the top of the hour on a few different radio stations, and they all said she died from dementia or Alzheimer's. What the heck is going on? Mike asked. Since when do people die from memory loss? Sounds like there could be a vaccine coming down the pipeline. What do you think? Yeah, I think that's very perceptive, Mike. I actually do. Now, this story of her dying from Alzheimer's or dementia, I didn't hear the story per se. But you don't really die of memory loss. There are other neurological dysfunctions that accompany it, whether you call it dementia or Alzheimer's. Because, let's face it, what we're dealing with is the old age version of what they call autism in children. Heavy metal toxicity, mercury primarily, but also aluminum. And in the articles about Pat Summitt's death, it kind of gives links to hope for Alzheimer's sufferers. Because you're right, in fact, a vaccine is on the agenda. They're saying the vaccine attacks tangles in the brain which cause memory loss. How do you get a vaccine to attack tangles in the brain unless those proteins in the brain are somehow tied to antigens that are injected into you and then your body's immune system starts attacking them? And is that really a good thing? What are the unintended consequences of such a vaccine? What else would it target in the body? Oh, no, Robert, there are never any unintended consequences. These are scientists we're talking about. These are doctors. They've got degrees, man. They wear white lab coats and they study, and they're locked away looking in beakers and test tubes, and they would never have an unintended consequence. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's. May you never get it. May you never have a family member get it. It's brutal to watch the loss of memory. They made movies about it. And so the vaccine attacks what I said, proteins in the tangles, called tau, T-A-U, tau, removing them, hopefully, they say, removing them altogether or slowing the progression of the disease. Guess what? The vaccine does nothing to address the reason the tangles are there. Mercury, aluminum, no. You don't want to drink silicon water, right, which is proving to reverse these aluminum-based causation points of Alzheimer's and dementia. You wouldn't want to increase selenium to protect the brain and nervous system. You wouldn't want to introduce cannabidiol, which is neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. You wouldn't want to increase essential fatty acids. You wouldn't want to increase cholesterol and saturated fats, which are also critical for cell membranes, in addition to some of the other fats we've talked about over the years here. No, we've got to have a vaccine that if it kills you, whoop-de-doo, you would have had dementia anyway, right? This is crazy talk, but this is pretty typical of the mainstream media. Dr. James Pickett, head of research of Alzheimer's Society, warned that even if found to be safe, it would be many years before the vaccine could be used as a treatment. Oh my gosh, a treatment. I'm totally grammar police today. I'm picking out every little typo that anybody writes today. It's treatment.
Yes,
treatment,
yes,
with
yes.
A T.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Unbelievable.
All right. You know, interesting, just getting back to Pat Summitt, who died. I mean, I really wasn't a fan of college basketball. Never have been.
Yeah.
But I knew I recognized her from somewhere, and I was just looking that she was the head coach of the 1984 women's basketball team in the Olympics and won the Olympic gold medal. That's where I remember her from.
That was the female dream team.
That's right.
Awesome. All right, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Please tell your friends, pay it forward, let them know about this show. They may not. A lot of people that don't. It's amazing. As many of you do, a lot of your friends, family members don't. Let them know. Go to robertscottbell.com. Archives available all over the place. When we come back, the pastor and rabbi go in to do what?
You say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, before we get to the final story, it relates to cannabis. The question is Donald Trump smoking any? Because if he wants to live a long time in office, he's got to curtail his statements against globalist trade treaties that destroy the American worker. You got to stop that, Donald. You can't speak out against globalist agendas of regionalizing world governance, United Nations, you know, superseding our Constitution. You can't be talking out against NAFTA and CAFTA and GATT and the what is it, the FTT or the TPP? Oh, the TPP. Yeah, you know. Remember?
Me? Yes.
Donald Trump. Yeah. Donald Trump. Donald Trump says we should get out of NAFTA.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, cool. That's a spicy meatball that could come back to haunt him if he's president. You don't live a long time in office when you start taking on the globalists this way, Donald. I don't know. Is he just like hell bent for leather and going, look, I don't care. I don't like what it's doing to America. He's really an America firster? Or is he just gone, you know, the trade treaties suck. I'll renegotiate it. If they don't renegotiate it to our benefit, then forget it. We're out of here, which is what he basically said. I mean, this is when I like Donald Trump a lot, when he does that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to go out and vote. I'm just saying.
Well, he's sitting there going, wow, look, I got away with that. I'll try this too. Hey,
very
NAFTA. Let's get out of NAFTA. Now he waits to see the reaction.
Well, he's not smoking anything. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. So let's go to a Maryland pastor and a rabbi who want to grow medical marijuana.
I love the headline on that.
Yeah. A Maryland pastor and a rabbi want to grow medical marijuana. It's like they walk into a bar. It's a joke.
Right.
Rabbi Jeffrey Kahn, owner of the Tacoma Wellness Center, dispenses cannabis in his district's neighborhood, right? And then there's this, is it a Baptist pastor? This other guy?
He's an associate pastor at the First Baptist Church of Silver Spring.
Right, and they're both. Are they working together, or they just happen to tie these two together?
You know, in reading the story, I thought it might be because of the way that it was presented in the headline, but it turns out I believe they're just working separately. But it's just interesting that you've got a rabbi,
yeah,
and you've got a Baptist pastor. Now, these are two people mm-hmm. that people normally would not think as being people that are pro-medical marijuana, and not only just in favor of it, but active in their community on getting the word out and right. helping people
yeah.
in that area. I mean, it's very unusual. So it's definitely a story, and maybe a good sign that maybe some these religious leaders are coming around to seeing this for what it is, which is a plant. And you know, if you cater to the religion or the story of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
The God made the earth and the sky and the stars and the Twinkies and everything, and then He said, "Let there be plants," and there were plants, and they were good.
Yeah. In the first chapter of the Bible, God creates plants and tells us that they are very good and they are for our use.
Concept. Now, I don't remember. I'm not a person that studies the Bible very heavily. I did kind of when I was younger, but I don't remember there being any mention in the Bible of any plants that were not good. Do you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, certainly if we look into the kosher laws, they'll talk about certain things not to eat.
Animals.
Right, certain animals not to eat, but
not plants.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to eat holly, right? The little berries on the wreath at Christmas that can poison you. But the thing is, don't run with scissors. You talk to an herbalist. I don't know if we need. Well, we need to learn about the herbs, that's for sure. You know, when I was with Dr. Siegel the last couple of days, hanging out with her, Marlene, the vet, she's got a beautiful garden. We ate, like, dinner at her place the other night, Paul and the family, and 80% of what we ate was from her garden, front and back.
Nice.
Great stuff, yeah. And it was like another living example. She is definitely where we want to be and are moving toward. You know, there are a lot of things we can learn by talking to others, getting together with people that know there are permaculture groups in communities. I just encourage you to reach out. Find them. Facebook, wherever you can find them.
We made it.
I made it. Of course you were going to make it. I haven't been around. I haven't been sleeping. So I made it.
Go to bed.
No, you helped me make it. Thank you, Super Don. Thanks to Captain Morgan for putting it all together on the web, robertscottbelt.com. Tomorrow we have advanced medicine. We do. No, that was yesterday. See? I'm going back in time. Tomorrow is outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Who knows what other surprises after I get a good night's rest. And then the power to heal will be mine, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.